Prosecutors in three states have accused Paul Peterson of masterminding an illegal adoption scam that spanned a quarter of the globe. Peterson is also the elected Maricopa County assessor, which comes with a roughly $77,000 a year salary. In late October, the Board of Supervisors hit Peterson with a four-month unpaid suspension from that job, and Peterson is scheduled to appeal that decision this afternoon. I'm joined now by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who is following the story. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so the hearing is scheduled for 1 o'clock this afternoon. Remind us just kind of how we got to this point, why everything could still change.
So the issue is whether Peterson neglected his job, and the board's vote to suspend was based on Peterson being unable to do the work from behind bars. He's now free, plus the results of an audit that showed he did a lot of work on his adoption business while inside the assessor's office. Now, the appeal process would not go forward if there is a settlement. Both sides say there have been talks, but it's unclear if they're anywhere close to striking a deal for Peterson to resign.
Okay, so assuming the hearing does happen, what will it look like?
So a county spokesman told me that the Board of Supervisors will be sort of like a panel of judges you'd see at an appeals court. Mm. You can expect opening statements from Board Chairman Bill Gates and Peterson's lawyer, Corey Langhofer. Witnesses can testify under oath. Peterson and Langhofer can even submit evidence. Plus, the board's lawyer can ask follow-up questions. Peterson and his team get up to 4 hours to make their case.
Hasn't Langhofer been very critical of this process, though?
Yes, he has. He's compared it to a Soviet show trial and has repeatedly pointed out that the same people who suspended Peterson will decide the appeal. Langhofer's fireball, so to speak, drew a response from the board's attorney last week. John Doran basically warned Langhofer that it could all this behavior could end up costing Langhofer money personally, and Doran's letter called the Soviet show trial remark indescribably offensive. I talked with Corey yesterday, and he told me the pushback in Doran's letter will have no impact on how he takes on the hearing today.
But it still seems like Langhofer might have a legit argument. The initial report basically says Peterson did do what he's legally required to do as the assessor. So how could the board still say he neglected his duty here?
Well, you're right. The report said that, but it also says Peterson misused public resources and did not cooperate with investigators. It points out that Peterson continued to work on his adoption business at the assessor's office for a long time after it was called into question legally. Another issue the board may point to is a big project called the Maricopa Assessment Replacement System, which Peterson was reportedly keeping an eye on. The project is basically the future of how you and I would interact with the assessor online. So it reportedly fell behind schedule this year, and the board learned this week that the delay to take the project fully live will cost about $1 million in contingency money and the fiscal year 2021 operating budget.
So when should we expect a final decision?
That's unknown. You know, I've just been told that the board will decide whether to end Peterson's suspension early at a later date. If the board does not do that, and there's no settlement, we should expect Langhofer to quickly sue to get Peterson back inside the assessor's office.
All right. That is KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Lauren.